بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this khutbah of Friday, and the topic is the companion. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises be to Allah, العزيز الغفور. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy to be worshipped but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Allah, glory be to him, said, indeed, your Lord knows, O Muhammad, that you stand in prayer almost two-thirds of the night, or half of it, or a third of it, and so do a group of those with you, and Allah determines the extent of the night and the day. يقول الله تعالى إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, may Allah send his blessings on him and on his family and companions and all those who follow them in rightness till the day of judgment. As to what follows, I urge you, O servants of Allah, and myself, to be aware that you are asked to obey him, the Most High, for he loves his obedient servants. The Almighty says, O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true. O servants of Allah, Allah has commanded us to do good with our companions. He, the Almighty, said, وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ, and the companion at your side. The companion is the one who accompanies the man in any of his conditions or actions, in his traveling or staying, shares him in his walking or resting, his food and drink, or who is a guest or visitor. Companionship is one of noble human values. It is mentioned in the Quran more than 90 times in contexts indicating companionship and convenience. From its meanings, to be good with the companion, and from the greatest cases of it, good relation with the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and accompanies them in this world with appropriate kindness. That means to accompany your parents well and be obedient to them and always do good to them. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, a person came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, who among people is most deserving of my fine treatment? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother. He again asked, who next? Your mother, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied. He asked, who next? He, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said again, your mother. He again asked, then who? Thereupon, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then your father. The Quran described the wife as a companion because her husband accompanies her most of his times and finds happiness with her. Allah said, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, and of his signs, Allah said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمًا, and of his signs in that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them, and he placed between you affection and mercy. Good cohabitation between spouses requires prizing what is good, overlooking what is negatives, solving problems by dialogue between them. As Allah said, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ, and don't forget graciousness between you. Servants of Allah, the relationship between companions is one of the strong human relationships and one of the most important pillars on which it is built, respect and dialogue. In the Holy Quran, we read the story of the two companions, and there was difference of opinion between them, and there was a difference in behavior, but the language of dialogue was used between them. And Allah said, فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. So he said to his companion, while he was conversing with him, I am greater than you in wealth and mightier in numbers of men. This man was arrogant to his friend, and he denied the virtue of his God. But the other companion faced this arrogance in a polite manner. He showed him how his thinking was wrong, and he gave him evidence of the oneness of Allah, his creator, and reminded him of the duty to thank Allah, and invited him to what is good for him in this world and the hereafter. And Allah said in that story, لكنه والله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. But as for me, he is Allah, my Lord, and I don't associate with my Lord anyone. And why did you, when you entered your garden, not say, what Allah willed has occurred? There is no power except in Allah. Thus the relationship must be between friends, based on the good word and guidance to what is good. Allah has prized companions who do so. He said, he has companions inviting him to guidance. لَهُ أَصْحَابٌ يَدْعُونَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَى أَتِينَا, calling, come to us. Come to the path of good and guidance. And so did the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. He guided his companions to the straight path. He guided them to the path of happiness and paradise. And they believed in him and followed the path of light to which he called them. Allah praised them by saying in his holy book, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the first forerunners in faith among the Muhajirin and the Ansar and those who followed them with good conduct, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him, and he has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide forever. That is a great attainment. And the most special among the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah mentioned him in the Quran as a companion. Allah praised him by saying, as one of two, ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْن إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ. As one of two, when they were in the cave, and he said to his companion, don't grieve, indeed Allah is with us. And Allah sent down his tranquility upon him. In a mention to his companionship of the Prophet in the way of migration, narrated Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Bakr, I have been given permission to migrate. Abu Bakr said, shall I accompany you? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised his companion Abu Bakr. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no doubt I am in debt to Abu Bakr more than to anybody else regarding both his companionship and his wealth. O you who are loyal to their companions, the true companion is keen to keep advantage of the knowledge of his friend. We read in the story of Moses alayhi salam, who accompanied the good servant Al-Abd al-Salih, that Moses benefited from his company and learned through it a light of wisdom and patience. Allah said, Moses said to him, may I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment. قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. The scholars said, in this verse we learn to invest companions in order to increase our knowledge and to take advantage of the meeting of the virtuous and the scholars to benefit from them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of companions with Allah is the one who is best to his companions. Doing good to the companion includes all kinds of good, from a smile, a gift, patience, or unharm, fulfillment of the convenient. One scholar said, a wise man only accompanies one who has opinion, religion, knowledge, and morals, who guides him to the good deeds that make him of the companions of paradise, whom Allah the Almighty honors by entering into paradise. Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. But they who believe and do righteous deeds, those are the companions of paradise. They will abide therein eternally. O Allah, make us of the best companions of to their companions, and honor us in the company of wise people. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This khutbah was brought to you by Izzatul Quran al-Karim min Abu Zabi.